All right, so today we are diving into the world of aircraft hangars.
Oh, okay.
You might think of them as just big garages for planes, but I think we're going to learn that there's more to it than that.
Yeah, definitely.
We've got articles, company insights, even some blueprints, it looks like, to figure out how we went from, like, basic sheds to these architectural marvels.
Right.
And then now it seems like back again.
Yeah, and it's pretty fascinating all the twists and turns this has taken. You know, we're talking everything from like airline ego to climate change.
Oh, wow.
It's this constant back and forth between should we build bigger and better or should we try to shrink our footprint?
So let's rewind a little bit,
Yeah.
because I remember when airlines were obsessed with having these massive, almost like palatial hangars.
Yeah.
It felt like they were trying to like outdo each other with the size.
Yeah.
Was that all just for show, or was there something else behind it?
I mean, there was definitely an element of prestige to it, right? Like just this giant billboard saying, look how big we are. But this article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, it points to the Airbus A380 as a big turning point.
Oh, the double-decker plane?
Yeah.
That was going to change everything. Like revolutionize air travel.
Exactly. And it wasn't just the size of the plane itself.
Right.
Airlines wanted to be seen as like cutting edge,
Right.
you know, capable of handling these super jumbos. It
Yeah.
was a whole statement
Right.
of capability ambition.
So these hangars kind of became like
Yeah.
almost like cathedrals of aviation in a
They
way.
really did.
But then things shift, right?
They do.
Because, like,
They would go on, sorry.
I was just going to say, Jonathan Drewes, he's a director over at a hangar door company, actually.
Okay.
He said that, you know, the era of the mega hangar, it's over, or it's waning at least.
Interesting.
Airlines and MROs, so that's maintenance, repair, and overhaul, they're really focused on efficiency now,
Yeah.
sustainability.
Of
And
course.
let's be honest, keeping those costs down makes sense. Those gigantic hangars probably just eat up energy.
Oh, absolutely. Like, just think about heating, cooling, all the lighting,
Yeah.
those cavernous spaces.
Yeah.
These days, it's just as much about shrinking your footprint as it is about, you know, expanding your fleet.
So let's go big or go home and more like work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where things get really interesting because it's not just about smaller hangars, it's about smarter hangars,
Okay.
more adaptable structures, which
Right.
brings us to probably one of the most wild things happening in hangar design right now,
Yeah.
fabric structure.
Fabric hangers. I'm gonna need some help on this one.
Okay.
It's hard to imagine how something that sounds that temporary
Right.
can be practical for, like, you know,
Yeah.
multi-million dollar
I
aircraft.
know, I know, but we're not talking about like those old Quonset huts.
I...
Companies like Build Air, they're doing incredible things.
Okay.
With inflatable hangars, like they're surprisingly durable, weather
No.
resistant. You can pack them up, ship them anywhere, and
Right.
inflate them in like a matter of days.
Wait, hold on. So they just inflate a whole hangar,
Pretty
like a
much.
bouncy castle for planes.
Pretty much. And they're because they're so quick to build, they're being used for all kinds of things,
Okay.
you know, disaster relief,
Right.
temporary maintenance hubs. Like imagine a hangar that just shows up
Wow.
overnight after a hurricane
Yeah.
to help with repairs.
That's very practical.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing a lot more cost effective
Oh,
than
absolutely.
building something more permanent.
Especially in a pinch. Yeah. And it's actually becoming so common that companies are like renting them out now.
Wow.
Like rub buildings. You need a hangar for a few months, just rent it.
Leasing hangars.
It's wild.
It's like the on-demand economy has come to aviation.
I know, it's pretty amazing.
But even with all this innovation, I'm thinking there's got to be some challenges, right? Especially if
Yeah.
you're talking about like extreme environments. Can you just like pop up an inflatable hangar in the Arctic Circle?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised, actually.
Okay.
The article talks about this company, Champion Door.
Okay.
They're based in Finland,
Makes sense.
and they specialize in hangar doors that are like built for brutal conditions.
Okay.
We're talking blizzards, freezing temps, the works.
Wow.
They even supply doors to airports in the Arctic Circle.
How do they even, what kind of door can withstand that?
So get this. They make these heavily insulated
Right.
fabric fold-up doors
Okay.
that can handle just about anything.
Wow.
And so they keep the snow and ice out, obviously,
Right.
but they also maintain a good temperature inside.
Right, for the mechanics.
Exactly. So the mechanics can work comfortably.
Yeah.
It's like a high-tech igloo, but for planes.
Okay, that's amazing. But wouldn't a door that's like super insulated have to be
Yeah.
like really heavy?
You would think so, but that's the thing.
Yeah.
They're actually lightweight, and they're designed to be easy to open and close.
Even in those conditions.
Even in those conditions,
yeah.
And get this is interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently, Champion Door, working with the U.S. Navy,
okay,
has actually shaped international standards for these kinds of doors.
Really?
Yeah, because the Navy, their specs for these fabric fold-up doors, uh-huh. That's like the gold standard. Everyone's looking at them.
So they're not just keeping planes safe from the cold. They're setting the bar.
Exactly.
For the whole industry.
Very much, yeah.
Going back to those inflatable hangers for a second.
Yeah.
You mentioned that they're surprisingly durable.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a limit on how big they can build these things?
Well, I mean, the sky's the limit, right?
Right.
But Buildair, they actually built this hangar, and this is pretty wild,
yeah,
for a company called Saudi Aerospace Engineering Industries.
Okay.
And it's officially the world's largest inflatable structure.
You're kidding. What could you even need a hangar that big for?
It's big enough to fit a Boeing 777-200ER.
Wow.
Comfortably. And it's got enough space that you can actually jack the plane up for maintenance.
That's incredible.
It's kind of like that go big or go home thing, but with the more
sustainable,
adaptable approach.
Okay, so even in the age of efficiency, there's still room for some, like, jaw-dropping engineering feats.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool.
Like, best of both worlds.
It is.
But it's not always about building something totally new, is it? Sometimes you got to work with what you've got.
Right.
Which reminds me of that story about the Airbus Beluga XL.
The Beluga XL, yes.
The super transporter plane that looks like...
It looks like a beluga whale.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the article mentioned that Airbus actually had to, like, expand one of their existing hangars.
They did.
In Toulouse to be able to fit it.
Yeah.
That must have been, like, a whole architectural puzzle.
It was a huge undertaking. So
yeah.
Beluga XL, it replaced the older Beluga ST.
Right.
And it's a lot bigger.
Right. So modifying a hangar to fit a plane that size, it's not like just, you know,
right,
adding on a few feet. You have to think about the weight, the wingspan, all of it.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of planning went into that.
It's mind-blowing, honestly, like the level of precision that goes into all of this.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. But, you know, we've talked about giant planes and Arctic hangars.
Yeah.
But we haven't really touched on the...
The sustainability.
The sustainability part. Yeah, it seems like you would need a ton of resources to...
Right.
To build and maintain these structures.
You would think, but that's what's really interesting.
Yeah.
Is that this push for sustainability.
Yeah.
It's actually fueling a lot of the innovation.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about those mega hangars?
Right.
And how much energy they use?
Yeah.
It's all about doing more with less now.
So how are they making these massive structures more eco-friendly?
Right.
Are we talking like solar panels on the roof, bamboo floors?
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Okay. The article mentions a few things. One is using recycled materials in construction.
Makes sense.
Less waste, right?
Right.
Lower impact, win-win.
Right.
And it's not just using like recycled steel or aluminum either.
Really?
Yeah, some companies are even experimenting with recycled fabrics for those inflatable hangers.
Oh, wow. So it's like
reduce,
reuse, recycle, but like... On a
huge scale.
On a massive scale.
Exactly.
Okay, what about energy efficiency, though?
Right.
Because those big doors, that's got to be a challenge, right?
It is. It is, but that's where the clever engineering comes in.
Oh,
remember those Champion Door guys?
Yeah.
With the super doors?
Mm-hmm.
They're not just about withstanding the elements.
Right.
They're designed to be crazy energy efficient.
Really?
Yeah. They've got these special seals and insulation systems that really minimize heat loss.
So you're not constantly battling, like, the heat going out or the cold coming in.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like they thought of everything.
They really did.
Are there other ways that they're making these structures more sustainable?
Oh, yeah. Tons of things. I mean, think about solar panels on the roofs.
Right.
Rainwater harvesting systems.
Okay.
Even geothermal heating and cooling in some places.
Okay.
It's like they're turning these huge structures into these mini ecosystems.
And I bet those features aren't just good for, you know, the planet.
Right.
But they probably make good business sense.
Absolutely, yeah.
Lower costs,
mm-hmm.
lower impact,
mm-hmm.
probably good PR, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
The company, the environment, all of us.
It's amazing how this all connects. You know, we started out talking about aircraft hangars.
Right.
And now we're talking about, like, the future of, like, aviation.
It just goes to show you there's always more to the story, right?
Yeah, right.
But speaking of the future,
Yes.
What do you think, like, what kind of wild hanger innovations are we going to see in the next few years?
I mean, honestly, after today, I don't even know.
Right.
We've got inflatable hangars. We've got doors that can survive, like the Arctic.
I know, it's crazy.
Companies renting out these temporary structures. Who
Wild.
knows? Maybe we'll have like hangars that can adapt to different climates
Ooh, that'd be cool.
at the touch of a button.
That would be
Or even
amazing.
like mobile hangars that you could like fly to different
A
locations.
hangar that flies itself to the plane in need.
Right.
That's
The
awesome.
sky's the limit.
Literally.
Literally. And hey, maybe one day we'll do a deep dive on those innovations.
That would be fun.
But till then,
Yes.
thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of hangar design.
This was great. Thanks for having me.